For 6 months, we've been telling the story of Hadi Abu Shahla, a young Palestinian entrepreneur trying to make a go of his computer business in Gaza City. His parents are Palestinian, he was raised in London, and he is determined to help build the viable Palestinian state that President Bush speaks of. Hadi Abu Shahla grew up dreaming of moving to Gaza, and 4 years ago, he did. His brother and sister followed. Reporter Nancy Updike has followed him since the historic Israeli handover of Gaza, because for Gaza to succeed, people like Hadi Abu Shahla would have to succeed. Nancy Updike joins us now. And Nancy, you're joining us from Jerusalem, not from Gaza. You should explain why.
Yeah, Gaza has just gotten too dangerous. I mean, all through the last several years, the West Bank and Gaza have been very safe for foreigners, but there's been a real ratcheting up in Gaza in the last 6 months of frightening incidences, kidnappings specifically, and Americans and British citizens are now being targeted.
Well, this, the conclusion of your series of reports on Hadi Abu Shahla, is based then on a phone interview that you did with him. When did you talk with him and where was he?
I talked with him last Sunday, and he was in his office, and I was in a studio in Jerusalem.
Well, we're going to hear some of that, and most notably, the moment when Hadi Abu Shahla was talking to you about some of his relatives who now, in light of circumstances, are thinking of leaving Gaza, and you asked him at this point of the interview if he knows of anyone else who's thinking of leaving Gaza.
This might come as a shock to you, but I've actually had thoughts. I mean...
Oh, my God, I am shocked.
And I actually went out to Egypt for... just after the election. I came back here and things were disastrous. I mean, the roads were empty. There was no one buying any PCs. I mean, I had a friend who walked in and said, how is work? And I said to him, well, people aren't going to find bread in town. They're not going to exactly buy computers today. I myself am surprised I'm saying this. I never ever sort of imagined myself thinking of moving back to the UK, but I'm 31, 32 at the moment. I'm not making the money that I was hoping to make in Gaza. I've been here for 4 or 5 years in Gaza. And it's just been getting worse and worse. And I told myself, no, it'll get better, it'll get better. Is it? That's my question now. Is it going to get better? I don't know. I don't know.
Now, he's even surprised to be telling you that. You were shocked to hear that he's...
I was. I mean, this is a guy who has been a stubborn, tireless Gaza booster throughout every business headache, every week in the last 6 months when, as he put it, the tumbleweed blew down through the street because no one was buying, not just computers, but you know, all businesses were suffering. But the election of Hamas and its economic aftermath were a punch in the gut when he was kind of already down on the mat with all the other economic problems that Gaza's facing.
Yeah, this was certainly the biggest development in Gaza after the Israeli withdrawal, which was the Palestinian election in which, to the surprise of a great many people, Hamas, the Islamist movement, remarkably won an absolute majority in the legislature. This is something that you had talked about with Hadi Abu Shahla before, and you talked about it with him afterwards, too.
I actually remember one question you asked me. You said, what if Hamas wins? And I sort of laughed the question off, and I said, no way. Unfortunately, it's happened. And I don't think anyone expected what happened. And certainly Palestinians didn't expect it. Hamas themselves didn't expect it. It's a matter of, because people were fed up, including myself, we wanted some change, but I wasn't going to go to the ballot box and put Hamas's name down. And I expected everyone else to do the same. It just didn't work out that way for some reason, and I don't know how.
Yeah, he said before the election that as somebody who's put money into Gaza and built a business there, a Hamas victory worried him. He wanted a peace process to get underway. You know, peace is better for business than conflict. And he knew that that was not going to be on Hamas's agenda.
Critical problem for him was the closure of the cargo crossing from Israel into the Gaza Strip. He would have counted on that as a businessman, for computers, computer components to come into his territory so that he could then sell them.
Correct. I think that's been the main problem that has stymied him. The cargo crossing between Israel and Gaza is called Karni, and it's been closed for most of the last 2 months, but it's also been closed for long stretches for all of the last 6 months, even with a lot of effort being expended. A very detailed arrangement has been in place since the middle of November, the Agreement on Movement and Access, balancing security with commerce. But that plan has simply never been implemented, in spite of pressure from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. And this has really devastated Abu Shahla's business, as well as many other businesses and ministries and hospitals.
Now, listeners may recall, at the beginning of this series, you're once asking Hadi Abu Shahla what his wish list would be, what he would want to see happen over the next 6 months.
I would like to have a cinema open in Gaza. I'd like to take my wife and go watch a movie, for God's sake. I'd like to take my family out to, there's a beautiful restaurant in Haifa. I would love to be able to have lunch there. I'd like the newspapers to write whatever they feel like for Gaza to have freedom of speech. If Gaza is cleaned of arms within the next 6 months, I mean, that'd be wonderful.
This was an incredibly hopeful time in Gaza. Israel had just pulled out. The U.S. was talking about raising $3 billion for Gaza's economic development. A special envoy devoted to Gaza's economic rejuvenation was hard at work. You know, there was a sense of the sky's the limit. We can make this work. We can turn this strip of land from a place with a lot of potential into a place that actually works. And then I played it back for him last Sunday.
Why are you making me hear all this? It's like I told you so or something.
I don't mean it to be that way.
So what do you think now?
When I asked it at the time, you know, my plan was to play it for you in 6 months, no matter what happened.
Yeah. Okay. The idea of the cinema in Gaza isn't going great at the moment. Going to Haifa's beautiful restaurant is... It's not going to happen for me to go to Israel alone or with my wife. So,
is this still your wish list, or would you wish for different things now?
I've got my priorities straight now. I mean, I'm not going to go directly from sort of shooting in the streets to cinema. I just want some calm, quiet. I want some economic prosperity. I want the price of gas to go down a little. I mean, the hope is always going to be there, but my hoping is different than it was before. Before, we were at level zero and we were hoping to build something. At the moment, we're minus 10 and we're hoping to get back to zero.
Now, we should just point out here, Nancy, that we're not contrasting what Mr. Abu Shahla thinks today and what things were like in 1993. This was last October that he's talking about, the times of great optimism.
Yes, I mean, the decline has taken place in just 6 months. I mean, I think there is a sort of also a cumulative effect of the last few years of the Intifada. But yeah, this is a very dramatic decline in optimism and in prospects. I mean, he's a real bear for sort of, you know, if I can't go this way, I'm going to go this other way. I will find some way to make this work. And the fact that he's feeling that he really may not be able to is a pretty dramatic statement about how far things have declined in the last 6 months.
Well, Nancy, thank you very much for talking with us and for the entire series.
Thank you, Robert.
It's reporter Nancy Updike talking to us from Jerusalem about the story of Hadi Abu Shahla, the Gaza businessman whom she's been following over the past several months. You can find her earlier stories from Gaza at our website, npr.org.